This is Tom Arms with Lookhead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 14th of March. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The presidential primaries hot up again this week with polls in states with a total delegate count of 633. The biggest is Florida with 246. Opinion polls show local boy Marco Rubio way behind frontrunner Donald Trump. The other big event of the week is an EU summit on the ongoing refugee crisis. On Thursday, European leaders will be asked to approve a deal with Turkey, which allocates $3.3 billion in aid and commits the EU to take one Syrian refugee for everyone that Turkey settles. Earlier in the week, the EU foreign ministers meet to discuss the crisis in Libya and Syria. Tuesday is also the 6th anniversary of the Syrian uprising, and peace talks will hopefully continue in Geneva. Also on Tuesday, a Norwegian court starts hearing an appeal by mass murderer Anders Behring Breivik. He claims that the government is breaching his human rights. On Wednesday, British Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne unveils his 2016 budget. He has hinted at more spending cuts and lower growth predictions. On Thursday, the Myanmar Parliament elects the country's president. Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi has been ruled out despite her party's massive win in the parliamentary vote. The tail end of the week will be marked with a flurry of more elections. Kazakhstan holds snap elections. There's a runoff presidential vote in Niger, presidential elections in Congo, Brazzaville, a constitutional referendum in Senegal, and a general election in Zanzibar. And finally, it is National Tree Day in the Netherlands on Wednesday. The Dutch government is marking the occasion by creating a floating forest in Rotterdam Harbor. Well, I suppose in Holland, a rising tide floats all trees. And that was next week's News Today with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for Look Ahead's Expanded World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of Lookhead Radio's Expanded World Report Analysis. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It could be bye-bye Rubio next Tuesday as Donald Trump is way ahead in the opinion polls in the Cuban-American senator's home state of Florida. The Sunshine State is a big prize with 246 delegates up for grabs. But there are also big numbers in the other states scheduled for the Tuesday primaries in North Carolina, Missouri, and Illinois. Meanwhile, across the pond in Europe, EU leaders are having another stab at the refugee crisis. On the table next Thursday for final approval is a deal with Turkey, home to 2.7 million Arabs fleeing the Syrian civil war. The EU is offering Turkey $3.3 million in aid for a proposal to accept one refugee for each one that is settled in Turkey. As part of the deal, Turkish workers will be allowed access to the European labor market. The proposed deal, however, has already hit snags. The UN says it could break international law. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has said he would veto it. And even humanitarian-minded German Chancellor Angela Merkel has expressed doubts. The cause of the refugee crisis, the Syrian civil war, will mark its 6th anniversary on Tuesday. Usually, the occasion is marked by fresh violence. But this year, the warring factions will, hopefully, be engaged in peace talks in Geneva. On the same day, EU foreign ministers will meet to discuss the situation, and there is talk of a new French initiative. One of the most infamous mass murderers in modern history will be in an Oslo court on Tuesday to appeal against what he calls a breach of his human rights. Far-right Anders Behring Breivik gunned down 77 young Norwegians in July 2011. Aged 37, he was sentenced to 21 years in prison and ordered to be kept isolated from the other prisoners. It is this isolation which Breivik claims is a breach of his human rights. Wednesday is Budget Day in Britain, but don't expect any surprises from Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne as he steps up to the famous dispatch box. He has ruled out expected changes to a tax structure for pensions, and this indicates a steady-as-you-go budget coupled with spending cuts and predictions of a growth slowdown. There are a raft of elections scheduled next week. Probably the biggest is in Myanmar, where the parliament votes for a new president. Specifically barred from the office is Aung San Suu Kyi, whose party won a massive victory in recent parliamentary elections. It is a given, however, that the feisty Nobel Peace Prize winner will be pulling the strings of whomever wins the support of her party. And that was the expanded look-ahead world analysis so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.